Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's kind of dark and foggy outside right now. And if you look at it, the world around us also looks mighty dark. There's war in Ukraine. There's war in Israel. There's war in Gaza. There are rebels and governments shooting at each other and all kinds of different people. It seems that we hear more of violence than anything else in the news. And then when we turn to social media, yes, there still may be a couple of funny cat videos or strange TikTok dances, but there are also people targeting others, demeaning others, destroying lives just for a few likes. Now, if we're going to be truthful and honest, this world has always looked dark. Long before this war in Ukraine, there have been wars and violence throughout history. Adversaries have faced off against one another with rocks and sticks, with knives and swords, as well as Facebook pages and Twitter posts, or maybe I should say X posts now. You see, in today's gospel reading, Jesus isn't saying anything new when he talks about the sunless darkness and the falling stars that fill lives all around us. Jesus knows the darkness that surrounds us, the darkness of sin, the darkness of abuse, the darkness of neglect, the darkness of being forgotten. Jesus knows the darkness that surrounds us as we are abandoned and left out, as we are hungry or thirsty or naked. Jesus knows that darkness, and today he reminds us that that darkness is real all over. The truly novel parts about what Jesus says today in the gospel is that within the context of all of the darkness in our world, the Son of Man comes with great power and glory. Now, when I hear the word glory, the first thing that comes into my mind is brilliant light. Into the darkness of the world around us, Jesus arrives, shining light into all that darkness, and that darkness will never be able to overcome the light of Christ. Jesus also says that he will gather his family from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven, reflecting his light through each of us and through all of us. This is where I find good news. Because the light that Jesus brings into the darkness of life is the love and the presence of God. This love does not flinch from or shy away from the darkness of our lives. Rather, this love comes to us when we are filled with mourning and grief, when we are hungry or hungering for righteousness, when we are lost or hiding or chased away, when life is at its worst, when the devil, the world, and our sinful selves are all conspiring against us. The love and the presence of God come in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is what we celebrate in Advent. All of the ways that Jesus comes to us and comes to all humanity. As we wait for the celebration of Jesus coming as a child at Christmas, as we count our way down to those Christmas celebrations, let us recall with delight the power of God's incarnation in Jesus. God's love for us is so great that God wanted to experience our lives firsthand, and so Jesus comes to show us, completely show us, what God is truly like. As we await Jesus coming again, let us recall that for Jesus, that coming again is always a celebration. It's something that we can look forward to and not something to dread or fear. But in this Advent season, we also get to recognize the joyful truth that Jesus comes to us every day, every week, all the time. This present of God's love in Jesus comes to us here at the table of our Lord. It comes to us in the presence of our sisters and brothers in Christ. It comes in the challenge of the least of these in our family. It comes to us in the comfort of Scripture and in the calling to love our neighbors. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is asking us to keep awake and to stay alert for all of the ways that God's love comes down to light our darkness. Too often this gospel is read with dread. It is true that Jesus says that the sun will be darkened, but then Jesus also reminds us that we can tell when summer is coming. We wait with joy, watching the buds of spring, whether it's lilacs or apple blossoms or cherry blossoms and all the rest of that, and we know that summer is coming. We wait for it all, and we know that it is coming, and Jesus wants us to know that God's love comes to us as regularly and as routinely as the changing of seasons. It comes to us always. But Jesus also wants us to know that there is no darkness in our lives that the light of God's love will not overcome. I don't know if any of you, if they take kids to Ohio caverns or something like that as a field trip. If you've ever been to a cavern kind of place like that, there's always a chamber there where no natural light ever shows up. It is completely dark. You can't see your hand in front of your face because there is no light. Into that complete darkness, the tour guide usually lights a light, a Zippo lighter. There it is. And all of a sudden, you can see. Complete darkness is defeated by a Zippo lighter. This is part of Jesus' proclamation today. No matter how dark our lives become, no matter how dark the world appears around us, the light of God's love is with us. And so Jesus is encouraging our faith, even if it starts small. Jesus is showing us that faith is our Zippo lighter. It's the candle that we light during the blackouts. We are encouraged not to despair the darkness, but live the light. That light of faith is a gift from God that we are led to encourage to grow with deep roots in the presence of God, with a strong trunk from the life and the love of Jesus, strong branches that will help us bear the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, self-control. God provides all of that to all of us, so that we can be light bearers, so that we can be lamp lighters for our neighbors with the love that comes to us from God. Now, it is true that Isaiah adds to some of the discomfort today, asking that the sky to be torn apart and the mountains to quake. But Isaiah also ends reminding us that to God, we are the clay and God is the potter. All that we have and all that we are comes from the goodness of God and the truth that God forgives us. God grants us new lives and God saves us from ourselves and from the temptations around us. This potter God gives us faith, and from that faith, we see the light, we see the peace, we see the hope. Hope is the overarching theme for this Advent season. We have hope because Jesus came as a child. We have hope that Jesus will return. We have hope from all of the ways that Jesus enters into our lives every day. We have hope because we know that God wins, that God's love is more powerful than anything else. In the weakness of the likes of us, the strength of God overflows, and that brings hope. In faith smaller than mustard seeds that we have, the light from God's love shines brightly, and that brings us hope. From the love that God gives us so extravagantly, We get to live lives sharing that love with neighbors and strangers, with family and friends, even with our enemies and all that we meet, and that brings hope. So today, let us claim the hope. Let us reignite the faith that Jesus gives us as we walk towards Christmas, as we walk into the world, bringing light and life, love and mercy wherever it is that we go. The world around us can be so dark, but today we are shown once again that we have a proof against that darkness. We have the gifts of faith and hope instead of darkness. Thanks be to God. Amen.